This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
General Motors has just announced it is going to buy back 200 million of its shares from the Treasury Department, which plans to sell the rest of its GM shares in the next year or so. That would bring an end to the $50 billion taxpayer bailout of GM, which had to be rescued back in 2009. For the latest, let's bring in Michelle Krebs, who is a senior analyst at Edmunds.com. She's with us from Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how did GM get to the point where they could do this?
Well, let's remember, GM went through bankruptcy and eliminated a lot of its money-losing operations and eliminated a lot of debt. And since then, they have been doing well in the marketplace. They've produced a lot of new products that have been hits with customers. So they're building up some cash.
But are they doing this just to get rid of the Government Motors title, or are they really ready to actually buy back all of these shares?
Oh, I think they've been very eager to get the government out of their business. There are certain rules that have limited them, for example, executive pay and attracting new talent to the company. They're very ready. They've been ready for this for a while. It's just been a matter of how are they going to finance it.
So, Michelle, are taxpayers going to be made whole once this is all done?
I suspect that the taxpayers will still have lost money, but I think what we have to look back at is what would they have lost if we had allowed General Motors and Chrysler to go under? I suspect that would have been devastating effects on the economy.
Michelle Krebs, senior analyst at Edmunds.com, joining us from Detroit. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.